Iran has executed 9 members of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIL, convicted of orchestrating a series of planned attacks targeting civilians, the country's judiciary has confirmed. The executions were carried out following a final ruling by Iran's Supreme Court, according to the judiciary's official Mizan news agency. The men had been detained in 2018 during an armed confrontation with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, in Iran's volatile western region. Authorities say the group had intended to stage coordinated attacks in both border provinces and major urban centers. Weapons and military equipment were reportedly recovered from the group's hideout at the time of arrest. The death sentences of 9 members of the terrorist group were carried out after confirmation by Iran's Supreme Court, Mizan reported. The individuals were found guilty of waging war against God, terrorism, and illegal possession of military-grade weapons. General Mohammad Pakpour, commander of the IRGC ground forces, stated that the cell planned to infiltrate Iranian territory and conduct simultaneous assaults across multiple cities. During the 2018 operation to neutralize the group, 3 Iranian soldiers were killed as several ISIL members detonated suicide vests. ISIL, which once held significant territory across Iraq and Syria, has been largely dismantled following a years-long campaign led by a United States-backed coalition. Nonetheless, the group continues to stage sporadic attacks in the region, including within Iran. In January 2024, ISIL claimed responsibility for twin bombings in Kerman that targeted a memorial for slain Iranian commander Qasem Soleimani. The attack left more than 90 people dead and was one of the deadliest in recent Iranian history. In 2017, ISIL gunmen and suicide bombers attacked Iran's parliament and the mausoleum of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, killing at least 18 people. Iran frequently announces arrests of suspected ISIL operatives. Just this week, police reported the apprehension of 13 alleged members in nationwide security raids. Last month, ISIL claimed responsibility for a deadly assault on Syrian government forces, marking its first attack on the Assad regime since losing its territorial strongholds.